morning, people. No, I'm serious.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Lord God, I just want to play this one song for you. It's where I'm at this morning. I just didn't know, I don't know which one of these to play, but they all convey the same message. I don't know, I'm not certain. So I'm just going to pick one. Amazing, amazing grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. was blind, but now I see. Father God, this morning, there's a young woman, younger than me, of course, in the hospital. And Lord God, we don't know who knows you and who doesn't know you. There's a family over there in Detroit, Michigan, that's celebrating because they got to see their loved one alive. There's another family over there in Detroit, Michigan, coming out of grief because their loved one jumped into the Detroit River about a week or so ago and committed suicide. And they put that loved one to rest this week, last week. Father God, this morning, I'm asking you for your amazing grace to be extended toward Becky. Father God, you said, Jesus, that you came to seek and to save them that were lost. There's other Carolinas that they haven't quite decided whether they want to be healed or they want a miracle. And I know, God, it puts you like, you don't know what to do. You don't know. I know you depend on our faith. And I know you depend on us here on earth to do your work here in demonstration of you. So I'm asking you for your amazing grace to be extended to Becky, to be extended to the family whose loved one is alive. You can raise that loved one up and you can extend their life. You did it for Hezekiah. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. You extended his life 15 years. I'm praying that there will be no uncertainty for the Carolina that's sick. Sickness is not of you. Neither is disease. And Jesus took the sting out of death. I'm praying, Lord God, that you will open up the understanding of the hearts of those people that are undergoing change and they're resisting and it's manifesting in their physical body as darkness. This morning, I ask you to dispel all the darkness. As a matter of fact, I bind that darkness. And I thank you that your word pushes it back. And I thank you, God, that you, even when you call Moses up to the top of that mountain, he found out you dwell in darkness as well as light. So I'm asking you for mercy this morning, to extend your mercy to those that don't know you. You operate through mercy. When the blind man called out and he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. You restore their sight because you restore sight to the blind. You restore peace in chaos. I'm asking you to restore, remove those illegal death sentences on the men and women of God that don't know you yet, that haven't responded to you yet. I bind and rebuke and command the darkness to cease. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to bring your light in. Destroy the darkness over the minds that Satan mistakenly believes that he can bring even onto believers, which is a lie. So I'm asking you to dispel those lies. I'm asking you for grace and mercy this morning. For those sinners that don't know you, but yet have been called by you, it is part of your plan that their destiny involves you. I'm asking you for grace this morning. I'm asking you for grace on this younger generation that thinks that and genuinely believes that they're entitled to something without doing anything for it. I'm asking you for grace this morning. And I'm asking you for mercy. I'm asking you for mercy. I'm asking you to save lives based on your relationship, your covenant relationship with their family members. I'm asking you for mercy this morning. I'm asking you for grace this morning. I'm asking you for grace for those people in hospitals, crazy under that lunatic spirit that manifests according to the phases of the moon. I'm asking you for grace and mercy this morning. Grace and mercy this morning. I'm asking you that your blood prevail this morning. The blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Lord God, extend your grace and your mercy this morning. Because God, we need it. We have people who still think they can lie and connive and deceive you, God. It's a trick of the enemy. Help us this morning. Deliver us from deception. And God, I trust you this morning to do the impossible in the lives of our family members based on your covenant relationship with us, your servants. I'm asking you, Lord God, for mercy and grace to be poured out upon the sinners this morning based on your covenant relationship with us. Based on the promises you promised us. I'm asking you to save and heal and deliver family members this morning. I'm asking you to build and create new relationships in the family of God this morning. And I'm asking you to heal, save, and deliver. I'm asking you to build confidence in the people that don't know you. Confidence towards you, God, based on the fact that you are faithful to us. And I'm asking you to make them a believer, oh God. Only you can do that. Mercy and grace this morning. Mercy and grace. I'm asking you to say yes this morning. Yes to heal the sin-sick souls. Yes to deliver the sin-sick souls. Do it for you, God, for you, that you and might receive the glory and the honor and the praise through the restoration and the healing. God, say yes this morning and heal and deliver those family members. Save the unsaved. We believe you this morning. And we trust you to do the impossible according to man's standards. Because nothing is impossible with you. Say yes.
Oh,
I want you to repeat something out loud this morning. We gotta speak something into it, into this atmosphere. I want you to repeat after me. This is what I want you to say. Lord Jesus, I trust you to do the impossible in my life. Can you say that again? Lord Jesus, I trust you to do your impossible in my life. Lord Jesus, I trust you for the impossible. Lord Jesus, I trust you to do and make possible the very thing that will make the devil out of a liar. I trust you. Lord Jesus, I trust you to do the impossible in my life. Thank you. I want you to go to Isaiah 55. I'm going to share with you this morning a biblical principle. I want to thank all of you. I'm freed up to finish these books, and this is what God gave me to step out on. See, I'm out the boat. I'm on the water. Thank you, Lord. But the difference between me and Peter is that I got his example. See, he left an example for me. And he left an example for you. When you step out the boat on the water, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't look at the storms around you. Don't even look at the waves. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So I'm going to ask you this morning to do something. Here it is in the song.
Prize, and my mind stayed on you, Lord. I know
55. I used to love this when I was out there on the mission field, because I would get the kids with me, you know. Isaiah 55 verse 1 say, "Ho!" Yeah. I just love doing that. "Ho! Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he," look at this, "and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat." It say, "and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Lord, I trust you to do the impossible. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live." Look what God say. Excuse me. "And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Lord, I trust you to do the impossible today. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I trust you to do the impossible. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You see, Lord, we trust you to do the impossible. During a time of famine, Isaac sowed in the land when God directed him, rather than fleeing elsewhere. God rewarded Isaac by giving him 100-fold return on the seed that he planted. Isaac was blessed to such a degree that his idol-worshipping neighbors asked him to move away from them because he had become too wealthy and powerful among them. You got to ask the Holy Spirit for you to get this. You see, you've already sown. You did that yesterday. Now I'm asking God to bless you to such a degree that your enemies and your idol-worshipping neighbors will become envious of you, will become covetous of what you have, because you have been raised up through your covenant and covenantal promises of God. You see, God appeared to Isaac, and God reminded Isaac of the covenant that he had made with Abraham. And God assured Isaac that he would keep his promise to Abraham for all generations. That includes us. However, you got to note something here. Isaac went where God sent. Isaac went where God sent him. Isaac did what God told him to do. and Isaac reaped 100-fold blessing in a time of famine, in a land that was famished. The Bible says, and the Bible tells us, oh, everyone that thirsted today, God is saying, come to the waters. You see, one definition of favor that I have found to be faithful and to be true, and that is this right here, favor. Being at the right place at the right time. Did you hear me? Being, post this in the chat room. Lord, I trust you to do the impossible. Place me in my right place, at my right time, doing the right thing, according to you, God. You see, Isaac's faith and Isaac's obedience to God's word in a time of famine allowed God to use him as an object lesson to his neighbors. While God was blessing Isaac materially. Hear me this morning. This, brothers and sisters, is an everlasting lesson for all believers. You see, the Bible says Isaac was in covenant with God. That's over there in Genesis chapter 17. God said, behold, he was talking here to Abraham. He said, he was telling him about Ishmael. He said, I've heard thee. I bless Ishmael. And I'm going to make him fruitful. And I'm going to multiply him. He's going to have princes. He said, I'm going to make him a great nation. He said, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah's going to bear unto thee when at this set time. And then the Bible says God went up from Abraham. The Bible says over there in Genesis 25, around 11, it came to pass after the death of Abraham. After Abraham was dead and gone, he was blessing his son Isaac in a land beside the first famine. Isaac sold in that land. And God had told Isaac, you know, you stay here. Don't go. This is not for everybody, but this is for somebody. I need you to stay where you planted. It might look like it's going to be a famine, but I'm getting ready to bless you based on the covenant I made with your father. That's the covenant God made with our father, Abraham. The Bible says over there in Genesis 26:18, Isaac digged again the wells of water which had been dug in the days of Abraham his father. But the Philistines, you know, the enemies of Christ, the enemies of God, the modern day Philistines, whoever, wherever, they had stopped those wells up after the death of Abraham. But my Bible says in Genesis 26:18 that Isaac digged again in the same well that his father had dug. Hallelujah. And the Bible said Isaac had his servants dig. And what they found there? They found a well of springing water. The Bible says that Isaac built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaac's enemies came to him. Isaac said to them, seeing you hate me, this would be Genesis 26:27. Seeing you hate me, why have you come to me? You sent me away from you. Well, Isaac sent his enemies away from him. Genesis 26, verse 32. The Bible says that Isaac's servants came to him in the land that was famished, in the land which, according to the world and the natural eye, had no promise. Hallelujah. But my Bible says in Genesis chapter 26, Isaac's servants came to him and said, we, hallelujah, have found water. You see, sum this thing up, Isaac didn't buy them lies from his enemy. Isaac listened to God's voice. Isaac obeyed what God told him to do. And the Bible says Isaac was blessed beyond his wildest imaginations, even in the presence of those who worship idols, even in the presence of his enemies. What you trying to say, Erica Shepherd? I'm trying to share this with you. This is the calling of all believers. Isaac's testimony can become your testimony. How, Erica? Hold on. I'm going to tell you. Here's how. Write this down. The Spirit of God and the Word of God always work together. I said, the Spirit of God and the Word of God always work together with no contradiction between the two. The living God speaks the living Word, and the eternal, immortal God's own Holy Spirit accomplishes all that is declared from the mouth and the breath of God. God's word cannot fail. God's word cannot fail. God's word can be relied upon without question. The Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow. And the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And God says, concerning his word in Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Put this in the chat room. The word of God always achieves its purposes every time and all the time. Brothers and sisters, I just want to share this with you. You can stand on God's word. You can use God's word as a seed for whatever you believe in God to do in agreement with his word. Lord Jesus, today we trust you to do the impossible. Lord Jesus, we are trusting in you to do the impossible and make it possible now, because faith is now. Hebrews 11:1. For faith is now. Now faith is. Now faith is. Faith is now. Now. Now faith is. Faith is now. Get out the boat. Step out on the water. Activate your faith. Now.
Ese che non aveva botti è nella babotta. Chi sa che la babotta che le aveva botte. and came to you. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began thinking, Lord, prepare us and form, keep my eyes on you, and help me not to doubt. Give me grace even if I have to shout. Lord, save me, but immediately your hand is stretched out to me. That's why I want to walk on water. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I want to walk on water.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
I want to walk on water.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I want to walk on water.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Over
and over again.
Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this.
Clap your hands.
Come on.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
pedal.